It is Locked On Jazz for September 11th. The season review breakdowns continue. The Jazz, remarkable find right before Christmas. Jordan Clarkson, what his breakdown looks like and what are the chances he returns? All coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow!
You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way better to be a Jazz fan each and every day. Today we look at Jordan Clarkson. By the way, if you're an NFL fan also, and you didn't catch Crossover Thursday with your favorite team, go back and grab it on the Locked On Podcast Network. It's the most favorite thing we do on the network. We have the two teams that are matching up against each other, the two hosts, the local experts, going back and forth about their team. We do it every Thursday. It's Crossover Thursday. Also, if you're a gambling fan, Locked On NFL today will have Action Network's experts on the show. Peacock and Williamson actually had an expert on yesterday. So we've added a little gambling. Thursday, Peacock and Williamson's. Friday, I'm Locked On NFL. All right, let's get to it. If you did not catch the Mike Conley on Tuesday, Donovan Mitchell Wednesday, Joe Ingles on Thursday, go back and listen to those. I'd like you to listen to the show more times a week than you already are. All right, let's go to Jordan Clarkson. 6'4", 194 pounds. Let's start with what an incredible find this was for the Jazz. We keep going through the lineups that all our guys are playing with, and they keep telling us on B-Ball Index when we do this that our playmaking's an F and our spacing's an A. And that is why the Jazz acquisition of Jordan Clarkson was pure brilliance. If we're honest about Jordan Clarkson and who he was when the Jazz got him, he was not that highly thought of. Okay? He had scored a lot of points on Laker teams that lost a crap load of games. Like, seriously, when in his rookie year, when he was on the floor, they went 11-48. 11-48. And his next year, they went 17-62. And his next year, they went 26-56. And then he got traded to Cleveland, and they actually went 40-41 that year playing with Cleveland in LeBron. And then his next year, he went 18-63. Like, realize how much losing Jordan Clarkson had done and how empty his numbers were in the minds of most people in the NBA when the Jazz got him. This year, he went 34-37. Jordan Clarkson has still not played a season of his lifetime in which he won more games than he lost. In 2017-18, he went 40-41. So when the Jazz on December 23rd acquired Jordan Clarkson for Dante Exum, Jordan Clarkson was really the signature piece across the entire NBA of empty numbers that didn't help you win. Truthfully. Like, let's be honest about it. Selfish, empty numbers that don't help you win. This was the very first time in Jordan Clarkson's entire career that when he was on the floor, his team outscored their opponent. He had never done that at any other point in his entire career. Even when he was with Cleveland in 18-19, they were terrible when he was on the floor. Or excuse me, 17-18, when they were up to the NBA Finals, they were minus 0.8 when he was on the floor. His on-floor, off-floor numbers, 14-15, minus 9, 15-16, minus 13, 16-17, minus 9, 17-18, he actually is a minus 1.2, but then Cleveland last year, he's a minus 8. He's played with terrible teams. So this was the first time that Jordan Clarkson's ever played on a roster and been on a team where his team outscored the opponent while he was on the floor. give the front office and Quinn Snyder some incredible credit for somehow seeing this and understanding what Jordan Clarkson could bring to the Utah Jazz. Because the rest of the league didn't see it, and Cleveland gave him up for Dante. Okay, we're going to compare and get Jordan's grades as a guard. 104 players we're comparing him to. He's 6'4", 194, 28 now. He gets a gold badge for being a microwave, a giant slayer, and an Iron Man consistency. B-ball index gives him a badge, silver badge for contact finisher, teardropper, and corner specialist, and a bronze for one-man wrecking crew and being a deadeye. His top four talents, they give him for finishing, offensive rebounding, one-on-one, and perimeter shooting. His highest stat numbers, putback, finishing at the rim, three-point foul rate, and ISO impact. Pretty interesting. Okay, and go back to what we talked about. This team needed a playmaker, desperately. We kept getting playmaker F, lineup spacing A, right? On all the B-ball index numbers. Okay, well, there's what Jordan brings. Scoring possessions / games played, 95th percentile. Yep. Team possession share. Percentage of teams possession of player commands, 69th percentile. Yep. Usage rate, 72nd percentile. True usage rate, 53rd percentile. Percentage of offense load, 66. All right, he's on the floor. He's handling. Contextual data, they give him a B for his offensive talent. He's with C for the defensive talent he plays with. C- playmaking, A- spacing. The estimated degree of difficulty rating for a specific player had to guard based on the data capturing who guarded whom every second of every possession. Jazz gave him the easiest possessions they could possibly give him defensively. Pretty interesting. So the Jazz hid Jordan Clarkson dramatically on the defensive end, according to B-Ball Index. He gets an A for gameplay consistency. He gets a D- for pace impact. Let's look at his perimeter shooting. He gets a B-, a C for pull-up shooting, a C+ for catch and shoot, B- for corner three shooting. His openness rating, he gets an F. He was never open. He takes contested crazy shots all the time. We certainly agree. His three-point shot quality is a D. His gravity, though, is an A-. And his foul rate creation is high. One-on-one, isolations. Scoring chances he had, he gets an A-. And the points scored on isolation, he gets a B. Foul drawn, he only gets a C-. He does not get fouls drawn. What's interesting is he has a 50-50 left-right distribution, but he always comes back to his right hand. How's his finishing rate according to B-ball index? Total shots at the rim he gets is a B. Percentage of the rim unassisted, an A-. Getting to the rim, a B. Driver pass-out rate and driver assist rate, what do we think? He got a D, 29th percentile. Foul drawn D, contact finish rate A-, adjusted field goal percentage at the rim A-, shot difficulty B, finishing rim rate an A, 94th percentile. Overall finishing talent A-, that's what he does. It's like not a lot of mystery here. B-ball index nails this. We know who Jordan Clarkson is. He actually gets a interesting thing about how he moves more than most people on the floor, which I thought was interesting. He does not get good grades for his assist rate. He's not thought of as a pass creator. Not thought of as a pass efficiency. He has good scoring gravity, though. He's actually a very good offensive rebounder, and he's got an A-, 89th percentile on putbacks. He's a B+ offensive rebounder. He is an F defensive rebounder. Go back to some of the conversation we had earlier in the week on who you want to play with. Like, that's not great. Like, if he's not a good defensive rebounder and Mike Conley's on the floor, that's a tough match. Joe's not a great rebounder. Donovan's an only okay defensive rebounder. Like, that's a little bit of a that doesn't gel great. We got to figure that one out. Perimeter defense. So his turnover forcing, he gets an F. Loose ball recovery rate, B-. Pickpocket rate, an F. Passing lane defense, a D. According to B-ball index. They're tough graders. There's no curve here. Well, actually, there is a curve. Deflection rate, D minus. Shot distributions at an A. All of our guys are. It's because of Rudy. Who does he guard? Secondary creators, 58% of the time. Movement wings. The Jazz have him. This is incredible. He guards the usage tier 6. So the like least usage on the floor, even below 48% of the time, 89th percentile, 10% of the time he guards tier 5 usage, 93% of the time. The Jazz kid, Jordan Clarkson, defensively, brilliantly this year. He very rarely guarded primary defensive players. 26% of the time he was guarding a core player, 38% of the time he was guarding a starter. Only 3% was an All-NBA player, only 5% an All-Star player. Pretty interesting look. We'll do his player impact and all the advanced stats and all of those things for you next. I gotta love that. B-Ball Index is doing a nice job with these. I hope you're enjoying them. Today's show is brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai. 4646 South State Street, also located in Logan and in Linden. The Murdochs have been with Utah for over 80 years. The Hyundai is an incredible brand. If you're looking for a car, I'm not going to tell you what to buy. It all, you know, it's all feel, it's looks, it's what you want, what's going to make you feel happy, what's going to make you want to walk out of your car, out of your door, and be fired up that that's the car you have. I get it. That's not the same. That's not the same for everyone. But if you're shopping the market, try to see what you can get the most value for, then I would strongly, strongly suggest looking at a Hyundai. Because you can get the most value for your car with a Hyundai. Bells, the whistles, the safety features, the size. Hyundai's going to win that game. Now, if you don't like it, you're not going to buy it. But if you like the look of the Kona, you'll see that it gets you a better value than what you get when you're looking at a car such as the Subaru Crosstrek, which is a great car. Everyone loves it. But look at the Kona. Compare it. Compare the Santa Fe to the other SUVs. You'll see what Murdoch Hyundai is for you. Email me first at dlock09@gmail.com, and we'll make sure we get you set up at dlock09@gmail.com with VIP treatment when you go to Murdoch Hyundai. Today's show is also brought to you by Built Bar, the amazing, unbelievable Built Bar. Yes, that Built Bar. Check it out. The new flavors are out. They signed free agents in the offseason. They added caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake. That's their transition player. Carrot cake and apple almond crisp. To go with the already great double chocolate, orange, coconut, mint brownie, peanut butter. Built Bars are healthy. They're great for the health conscious. If you're on the keto diet, it hits perfectly. Why? Because it's a low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber bar. Perfect. Let me take the cookies and cream, for example. 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs. That's it. They've relaunched. The bars are better than ever. Locked On will get you $10 off your next order. You've already used Locked On. Use it again. They're letting you use it twice. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code Locked On. All right. What do the player ratings say? Impact per possession. Player impact, which is Jacob Goldstein's player impact rating. Jordan gets a B minus overall, an A minus offensive, D defensively. A B minus wins out. Real plus minus. B minus overall, B offense, defense, C minus. Raptor, B, A offense, D minus defense. Box plus minus, B overall. Box plus minus, B offense, A minus, defense, D minus. Pretty consistent. Efficiency, effective field goal percentage, A minus. True shooting percentage, B minus. B plus, excuse me. Points per shot, A minus. Points per possession, A minus. Points over expectation, A. Transition, A. Pick and roll ball handler, A minus. Spot up, B. Does it all. Dude is an offensive marvel. The Jazz found something in this guy and changed who he is as a player, and he did too. So let's get into that, because that's really cool. So Jordan Clarkson's effective field goal percentage this year was a 54.8, which is in Utah, which is the best it's been in his entire career. So the empty calorie offensive player on a crappy team went away. His, for the season, he was 54.2. He'd started to make this progression. The Jazz picked up on it, and he got it even better when he was with the Jazz. The only thing he didn't do with the Jazz that he's done before is draw free throws, shoot free throws. But this is a guy who used to shoot 29% of his shots as threes, then 30% of his shots as threes, then 38% of his shots as threes. He's now taking 47% of his shots as threes. But what's cool is the 10-footer to three-point shot, he only took 10% of his shots as that. The year before, he took 23. The year before that, 29. The year before that, 29% of his shots were those shots. It's now down to 10%. He's changed who he is as an offensive player. He didn't actually get to the rim more, but he got into the rim zone and the floater zone more. He took 25% of his shots as the 3 to 10 footer, but he made 50%, so it's a good shot. He's not getting his shots assisted around the basket. He's creating all that himself. And his three-point shots are assisted. It's pretty cool. During the playoffs, he was a good off-the-bounce shooter, which is unusual because that's not actually what he's been throughout his career. Instead, he actually added that during the playoffs because during the year, he was a good catch-and-shoot guy, but he took a lot off-the-bounce threes. And frankly, I would watch it and be like, If you look at his numbers through the year, he shot 48%. Excuse me, he shot on the regular season, he shot 40% on catch and shoot threes and 32% on off the bounce threes. But in the playoffs, he shot 25% on catch and shoot and 48% on off the bounce. If he's really added the off the bounce three to his game, he's going to be incredible next year. Totally incredible. And he's really hitting his prime. He's 28 years old. He may be a better... I mean, the Jazz really may have seen something in how he evolved as a player. The only thing, like the free throw being down a little bit, is not great. He went from taking 2.4 last year to 1.9 this year. But his rebounding about the same rate, his assist rate's down a little bit. Steals are about the same. Blocks are the same. And defensively, we've talked about it. Like, they figured out a way. It's why he comes off the bench. You bring him off the bench, and then he doesn't get matched up on he's probably matched up on the eighth or ninth best offensive player on the floor for that team. And then he survives. And he throttles you the other way, which is really cool. And I think the other aspect of Jordan is a level that, like, it's hard to show in the numbers, but like a level of moxie or a little bit of some little juice to him. Because honestly, I don't think we have had a lot of that. And he's got a little hip to him. Like, he's a pretty interesting dude because, like, on one level, I think he passes, like, whatever, like, I don't know how to phrase it correctly. Like, he's got a level of authenticity to him that, like, he passes. But part of his authenticity is, like, he wants to go live in a Winnebago when the season's over, when his career's over, and, like, just travel. Like, he's got a little Boris Diaw to him. And at the same time, he's got cred, right? Like, I think he can hang with the biggest stars of the stars. And at the same time, frankly, I think he can probably go hang in one of the toughest areas in town at the same time. Like, he can wide-ranging ability to connect. Like, Joe Ingles loves him, and Donovan, I think, admires him. So it's pretty cool. I might have overstated that a little. I didn't spend as much time with them as I did, you know, because I wasn't in the bubble, so I might not know that as well as I once did. So I think that's, you know, a fair assessment of kind of what makes him special and who he is. All right, what's his future with the Jazz? That is certainly a big question. Today's show is brought to you in part by Homie. Homie is altering the real estate world as we know it. Why? Because instead of just giving away your commission, they're letting you keep it. That's right. Homie is over $50 million in savings from commissions. They've done over $1 billion of real estate transactions. And they're saving sellers $10,000 on average. It's pretty cool. In 2019 alone, thousands of buyers and sellers with over $1 billion of transactions. Homie saving sellers an average of $10,000. It's pretty cool. Check it out. They did a cool research project recently called at homie.com/millennials to teach everybody a little bit more of what it is to be in the real estate business and what it is selling. 65% of respondents did not know that the typical amount of commission paid when selling a home is 6%. So if you sell your home for $300,000, the agents are taking $18,000 for that. Really? Is that what you want? Text LOCK, L-O-C-K-E, to 88588. That's LOCK to 88588. An experienced local Homie agent will help you every step of the way. Remember, you can buy with Homie and save thousands. Homie's got your back. Today's show is also, brought to you by our good friends over at DoorDash. And DoorDash is there for your cravings. That's right. When you're craving food, DoorDash is going to bring it right to your door. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left outside, safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. With over 300,000 partners, DoorDash has got everything from your local restaurant to your old Cheesecake Factory favorite. Go, and the food will be left outside your door. Just put on the new contactless delivery drop-off setting on your DoorDash account. DoorDash deliveries contactless to help communities we operate in stay safe. Here's the deal. $5 off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. When you download the DoorDash app, enter the code LOCKEDONNBA. That's $5 off, zero delivery fees on your first order. When you download the DoorDash app in the App Store, enter the promo code LOCKEDONNBA. Do it now with DoorDash. So Jordan Clarkson's a free agent. He is the big question of the offseason for the Jazz. My general take, and the Jazz would have to use their mid-level exception because I do not believe the Jazz have bird rights on Jordan Clarkson. But I could be wrong on that, but I don't think so. My general take is that the market is not going to be strong for Jordan Clarkson or any free agent. The Jazz actually do have bird rights on Jordan Clarkson. Now I think about it, I'm trying to walk through it. So I think they can offer him any amount that they want. Yeah, because he was with Cleveland. Yeah, so there's no reason why they wouldn't have. When they make that acquisition, they get his bird rights. Sorry, I had to think that through. The Jazz do not have bird rights on Emmanuel Mudiay because they signed him for a 1-year deal, but they do have the bird rights on someone they traded for. My bad. Got confused for a second. So the Jazz have the bird rights. I don't think they'll have to use them, frankly. I just don't think there's going to be a robust market for free agents. The bigger issue for the Jazz is by the time Mike Conley resigns, unless the Jazz do a deal with Conley in which, you know, they get him to take a 3-year deal and the money gets to be less. And they've already signed Bojan Bogdanović. And they've given Joe Ingles his money. And Rudy is going to get some sort of something. Donovan will sign his 5-year, $158 million. But that, by the way, I don't believe kicks in until a year from now. His cap hold, Donovan's cap hold, actually it does kick in, then Donovan's cap hold goes up by about $12 million. It's going to be awfully hard to go give Jordan Clarkson a bunch of money. It is also going to be awfully hard to give Jordan Clarkson money and sign another free agent. So the first question that I think has to be addressed is when the Jazz, what Jordan Clarkson brings something that's desperately needed to this team. That was clear. Are there other things that the Jazz desperately need? So one scenario that's going to be talked about is, can you find an NBA free agent or somebody in the trade market who can play the 3-4 and be long and slide Boyan to the 3 and then Joe slides to the 2 or Roy slides to the 2 and you suddenly become long instead of being short? Right? Well, you want that. You probably have to do that instead of Jordan Clarkson. Now, who is that? Or can you do it with somebody who's not very, you know, on a minimum that's floating around and does the same thing, and then you're able to get, you know, can Mo Harkless do that for you at the minimum if people don't want to sign him instead of paying a bunch of money for Jeremy Grant? Jeremy Grant's better than Mo Harkless, though. Can JaMychal Green do that for you at the minimum in a good enough fashion and you keep Jordan Clarkson also? Right? I don't know if I want either of the Morris twins, but I think they're both free agents. So, I think Morris Senior's got it, is non-Bird because with the Clippers. And I think the other Morris is a free agent also. Not sure I want to do that. But is there some way to do that without losing the right to Jordan Clarkson? Is that player exist? So I think that's the big question. It's not a very good free agent class, frankly. And so you have to kind of figure that out. I mean, the guards that are out there, Fred VanVleet's going to be like the most highly sought after. Jordan Clarkson's going to be like, Jordan Clarkson made $12 million this year, so it's going to have to be something around there. And Jordan Clarkson, you know, the guards that are out there, they're going to get more demand than Jordan Clarkson are Fred VanVleet. Maybe Evan Fournier, but he's a defensive disaster. Joe Harris is a great shooter. Brooklyn has his, he's an unrestricted free agent. Brooklyn has his bird rights. Tim Hardaway Jr. has a player option at 17.7. I don't know what he's going to do. He's right on the edge of that. Bogdan Bogdanovich is a restricted free agent out of Sacramento. And then you get to Jordan Clarkson pretty quickly. But to this point, like, I can get Alec Burks probably for far less than Jordan Clarkson. I can probably get Kentavious Caldwell-Pope if he opts out for far less than Jordan Clarkson. And those players might be able to do some of the same things. Same game. So that'll be the question. But Jordan clearly matches a need for the Utah Jazz. That playmaking, one-on-one, bench-scoring ability. It's kind of awesome. That is the first week of our player previews. Hope you've enjoyed. And as I said, if you're an NFL fan, go grab those. Friday, NBA, Anthony and Adam always have a fun show for you on Locked On NBA. Have a great day. This has been Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.